That was Free by Faderhead. Coming up is I've Sold Your Organs on the Black Market to Finance the Purchase of a Used Minivan by Everything Goes Cold off their album Prepare to be Refrigerated. This is Chris Sy, and you are listening to The Rainbow Theorem on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Destiny.
That was Eclipse by Apoptygma Berserk. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah, Apoptygma Berserk, yeah.
Apoptygma Berserk, off their album Welcome to Earth. So there was, there was a phone sound that just kept, a sample of a phone that just kept going off during that track.
You're like, who's calling?
And I was like, who's calling? And I look over to the phone and no one's calling. And then it happens again. I'm like, who's calling? And no one's calling. And then it happens again. I'm like, who's calling? And I look over and someone's actually calling the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that ended up being Hulex's date friend.
Adrian?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Wait, did they get off work?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, shoot. Nice.
Yeah, so they're in Fields Corner. They're coming up to the studio.
No way.
Because we were supposed to meet in Davis at 6, but that ain't happening anymore if we can just chill over the air, right?
That rules, yeah. Holy crap.
So as a reminder, hi. I know I have a good number of new listeners. Shout out to Laser Raccoon and the Art Stream.
What up?
We are a college radio station based in Medford, Massachusetts. This is called the Rainbow Theorem. I usually have a lot of softer stuff on, but Hulex has decided to take over the show for the day. So hostile takeover the show. So we have infinitely more songs in 4/4 than you will ever hear on my show.
Yeah.
Because that's how things go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wee.
Shout out to Laser Raccoon. If you donate to them, you can get a draws in the stream in which we are currently playing. Hello. What's up? Love you. Miss you.
If you are not affiliated with and you are very confused with what we're talking about, you can direct yourself to
Twitter.
Yeah. I guess, at Laser Raccoon on Twitter? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Okay, yeah, probably, at Laser Raccoon on Twitter, and then...
It's spelled a certain way. Laser Raccoon, LaserRaccoon.
Yeah.
They draw art, frequently NSFW. Warning, must be a senior or older.
Yes, we will not be...
We gotta be careful for promoting.
Oh, yes. If you're not 18, please don't actually do that.
If you're not 18, please tune out immediately.
And rather or not you are 18, this show is gonna be PG.
The show is safe.
Yes.
What we advertise is a different story.
Yeah. Yeah, no, all this has been pretty on point, but I want more rhythm game soundtrack.
Oh, we've got so much though.
We do have so much.
And we have a song queued up that is Laser's laughing. They just sent me a message.
Yeah, no, that's I know this show runs on a little bit of a delay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so, that's how it always goes. I know.
I'm honestly not sure if we have a... I bet you that over there is a kill switch.
Okay.
But, like, that shuts down the entire system, and I don't want to pull
no,
that.
No.
Yeah, let's not do that.
No.
So we're going to see, like... moderately delayed responses.
Yeah, I'd probably say like 15 seconds. Streaming of everything. I mean, Twitch is like terrible, but they've gotten better with the past.
Yeah, no, it's been really funny because we have people who have, we've had people who've called in on the show and they've simultaneously been listening to the stream and talking with us on the phone.
Yeah, no, it's like, turn off your radio, don't do that. No, just listen to my voice.
And then they get confused by
don't
the delay.
Don't listen to yourself. No, again, I'm familiar with that as well. I don't know if we mentioned on the show, I actually have been doing college radio for like 6 years.
You should come back and do more of it.
I want to, but... can I? I'm just a dude. I'm not an alumni.
Yeah, everyone here is cool. I'll hook you up.
I'm still fun employed right now, but that's while I can do it.
You will. I mean, well, you'll probably need to vie for a safe harbor slot in that case.
Of course.
Mean, that being said, like first, I mean. First term DJs are probably going to get slotted at like 3 a.m. So when you start becoming fun employed, good luck holding the slot.
No. I mean, I am. Fun employed. That's the joke. I don't have a job, so I have a lot of free time. Once I get a job, I'll have to duck out.
Yeah, I mean, like, they don't like people ducking out mid-season is the thing.
Right, yeah, I mean, obviously.
But yeah, no, you can totally do the thing. I would love for someone to continue my legacy and come up with a better show name than The Rainbow Theorem.
Well, again, we're making jokes, but my show was called Glow Sticks and Rainbows, so it wasn't much better. I was all like, it's 2005 and I'm a gay raver and let's crack some glow sticks and woo-hoo-hoo. But now that's like, it's only good in like the irony irony humor circles, like bad, but it's bad, but it's good, but it's bad.
I mean, you can keep the show name for posterity.
Yeah, but I want to kind of like, would want to rebrand it as something else, you know? I have no idea. I'll sleep on that one, you know?
The Fox Den.
I have to think about it.
Too cliche?
Too on the nose.
Too pun intended?
I don't know.
Ha.
I don't know.
Ha. I mean, we're gonna come up with some killer radio show titles, and then like spout horrible jokes at you on the next mic break. Anyway, what do we put on next?
So, do you have a queued up?
I have nothing queued up.
Oh, okay.
The
weird thing with the kanji. Yeah.
Oh yeah, the weird thing with the kanji. Yeah. We're gonna put on.
Yeah. This is Karasu by LEDG. And this is from the soundtrack for Beatmania 2DX Cinebuzz, as I mentioned, that weird rhythm game stuff. This has been going on for a while. This is from 2DX 24. So there have been 24 of these games. This is the newest one that's
there's
in arcades.
There's 24?
Right? There are 24 2DX mixes.
I don't... Oh, God.
It is their longest running...
I don't keep track of the other rhythm games. So, like...
ones compared to...
I'm a one-game cat.
Yeah, which game? You beat? Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, I have been I have been known to play some Reflect Beat, and I've been trying to learn Poppin, but like...
Just come to my house.
I mean, like, guess what's going to happen later? I'm going to come to your house, and we're going to play more Yubi. Because, like, I haven't had access to, like, anything remotely similar to a cab since I lived in Asia.
Yeah, you've got to, yeah.
That's going to happen this summer, and then you're going to coerce me with, I mean, once I start making more money in grad school to buy something like that of my own.
Yeah, $599.
And it's going to be an absolutely
$599 US dollars. Yeah,
it's going to be an awful influence. Yeah. Anyway, this is Karasu, I think.
Karasu.
Off the Beatmania 2DX 24 soundtrack. Oh, wow. Okay. That was bad.
Early start. That's okay.
Early start. I should mention, if any of you want to call in and chill with us and maybe request a song, our call-in number, and one person already has, is 855-915-WMFO. Again, that is 855-915-9636. This is Karasu. No, let's do that right.
There we go.
That was the extended mix of Dynamite by USAO off the Beatmania 2DX 23 original soundtrack. This is a long version of Brain Power by Noma off Noma's first album.
Celeste Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
That was Steel Edge by Malzahn off the Beatmania 2DX24 soundtrack. And hello, we are off to what's going on now.
We're off to a start. I'm just checking into Swarm and getting some good messages. I love how they had you talk about drugs are bad, and then they're playing a PSA about pot is okay. I love Massachusetts. Same.
Yeah, no, all the PSAs here are on point, and also, like, we're a very chill college campus.
Oh,
and
yeah.
This radio station especially is extremely chill. I mean, all you need to do is, like, look at some of the graffiti we have, honestly.
Yeah, this is definitely like when I was at Vermont, you know.
I'd imagine you get the same kind of vibe.
Very much so, yeah.
I mean, that being said, like, the only other radio place I've been was actually WHUS in Connecticut, UConn's radio station. HUS stands for Huskies in that case.
Are you sure?
Yes, it
really?
Does. Yes, it really does. I mean, because UConn Huskies, right?
Great.
Yeah.
That's good.
I mean... Yeah, WCON was probably taken by someone else, but it was all like white walls, really professionally run, like, I mean, to an amazing extent, but it didn't feel as chill. It felt like a professional environment and not like the really super laid back environment we had here.
So speaking of chill, I picked up a fidget spinner recently. I hopped on the craze. This thing is kind of noisy, but it's really pleasant. It's almost like ASMR.
It is. Almost.
Yeah, so if you hear any, like, clacking about, that's me playing with it. Ah, that's me yelling. Yeah.
I mean, but you were saying you had a fidget cube as well. I mean,
I did.
Which one was better?
I've been using this a lot more because, like, this is more fun. Uh-huh. The other one is kind of like, you have it, like, they advertised it as, like, this is a premium desk toy. Which, yeah, you can, like, keep it on your desk and kind of fiddle with it,
Fair enough.
This is like, this is actually like addictive. Like,
but I feel like you just get. I mean, isn't there a spinner thing on the fidget cube?
Yeah, but this is. I mean, this is just like easier. It's like it's a no brainer. You just kind of fiddle with it. The other one has like too many edges and all that stuff. You know, I don't know. It's like it's different. It's definitely different. And I told myself like I don't need one of these things. I'm not gonna get one. I walked into GameStop. I walked out with one of these things.
I mean, how much did they cost? Like $5?
$10, which is like, that's the average. If you want one with Batman on it, it's $15.
Oh.
I'm serious.
God, yeah, I remember going, I mean, I was with some friends at the Rentham Flea, and they were selling fidget spinners left and right.
Yeah.
And it was, so that was kind of weird, and God.
They are everywhere.
I walked into Walmart yesterday and found one.
Of course, yeah. I mean, and that's the thing, like, it's just like, supposedly the copyright ended on this, or the patent or whatever, it's like whoever made the original. So now everyone on the internet, Alibaba, is just like mass producing these for cheap, and so there's a million different kinds. Like the fidget cube is kind of like its own thing, and people are doing knockoffs off of it, but this was basically became forced meme status because one or two companies just like advertise this to Kingdom Come, and so now it's essentially a forced meme, and now it's just like it's everywhere, it's ubiquitous, it's just like everyone's
doing it,
everyone's spinning. But it's good for people who are OCD or who have busy hands or tend to pick, like myself. It gives me something to do.
Or neurodiverse populations need to stim. But
yeah,
I mean
that's good.
I guess at the same time, you know, I mean, there is the issue of, you know, fidget spinners in schools.
Yeah, because this is a little noisy. Like, I mean, I might take out these grommets or whatever. But.
Because, I mean, I've heard from, you know, I have some friends who are actually teaching in elementary schools.
Yeah.
And they've had to ban their use.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, most kids will see it as, you know, a toy and play with it. And what it does, unfortunately, is because of its meme status, it takes it away from, you know, populations who really need them.
I mean, right. And, you know, it's kind of like the fact that we're responding to it by banning it and not like, well, why don't we allow this to sort of start a conversation? Like, maybe we have more kids than we thought that have OCD tendencies. Maybe we should, instead of just outright banning them, that's the easy solution. Maybe we should, like, look at this and be like, ah, this is like a hidden problem. But
absolutely.
No, just ban it. It's an annoyance. It's a toy. It's a nuisance. No, let's not bother to look into the therapeutic or benefits of it. Just ban it. It's a meme. It's a toy. People shouldn't be playing with toys in class. But guess what? People are still going to friggin' like take their ball. They're going to disassemble their pens and take out the erasers and play with the things and destroy mechanical pencils or their fingers anyway. You can't stop people from fidgeting. That's the point. It's at least a healthier outlet.
Yes. I mean, but then I have to wonder, you know, how much is fidgeting, you know, a natural instinct for humans?
I mean, think it is.
I mean, I honestly think it is, but then I wonder, you know, what was, I mean, in some way I have to wonder how much it may or may not be related to, you know, always being on our phones nowadays and, you know, always using that as, you know, almost a short-term distraction kind of.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, that's mm-hmm. a conversation starter. That's like, you know, has there a study been done, you know? And I find that stuff kind of like, you know, fascinating. And I think the jury is out, you know. I don't think we
have enough information.
Yeah, humans have evolved in such a way and technology has evolved such a way. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, like things are like one and the same, kind of simultaneous. It's like, I love those like snarky things that are like, oh, so relatable. And it shows like an iPhone like wired into someone's veins. And I'm like, oh yeah, my iPhone totally plugs into my veins too. That's extremely relatable. Like, this is the older generation that's completely out of touch, that doesn't understand that, you know, we're not being antisocial. Like, most of us are socializing with people or people next to us because we might have anxiety about saying things like person to person, like face to face, or like to discreetly be like, this guy's creepy, we need to get out of here. You know, we're not all, you know, we're not all our moms playing like Angry Bird or, you know, Candy Crush. Like, you know, most of us are actually doing things with our phones. Some of us are, you know, as a distraction to sort of like, you know, the joke is like, oh, dissociate. Like, I don't want to be here.
So my mom got into Candy Crush a few years ago and didn't understand microtransactions.
Oh,
and
no.
So my dad, on the other hand, is like one of the most tech-savvy people that I know. And somehow,
and he jailbroke it.
He didn't jailbreak it, but he's more tech-savvy than me. He works in IT for a bank and like...
Does he have any job openings?
The problem is, like, he recently became unemployed, unfortunately. I mean, not really his fault either. I mean, because...
Same.
But, yeah, no, I mean, that's what happens when your entire company decides to uproot and move to a new country.
Oh, not same.
Yeah. I mean, well, the good thing is he got some good moolah out of it, because it's like, yeah, you have... I mean, if you're severing him for that reason. That being said, like, he's a bigger gamer than most people I know, and that's saying something, because I know some pretty big gamers, and, like, he spends an absurd amount of time gaming, and...
What does he play, though?
Everything, really. I mean, I think his biggest time sinks have been, TBS likes, Civ.
Okay.
Well, I mean, well, that's more like a 4T game. There was a letter somewhere.
Real-time strategy?
Yeah. Well,
RTS?
I mean, Civ is turn-based, but I mean...
Turn-based strategy?
Oh, no, sorry, 4C. 4C, it's like...
What is 4C?
I can look this up somewhere.
Contemplate creation of citadels. Come on. Clearly, that's it. Clearly.
Well,4X. Okay,
4X.
There we go. Explore, expand, exploit, and exterminate.
Neither of those words start with X. This person's uneducated. Kick him out.
It was coined by Alan Emmerich.
Alan Emmerich calling you out on public radio.
I mean,
please don't come after me.
Apparently, the only decent 4X game to ever have been created is Civ.
I've never heard of that term.
I mean, I hadn't before like a month ago. Yeah. So that's, I mean, but he does everything from that to, what else? He does a lot of FPS stuff. I remember him being really addicted to, what Crysis was 10 years ago, but I mean, definitely COD, Left 4 Dead. He's definitely played through some horror games as well.
Is he playing Overwatch?
I think now he is.
Yeah, that's the new thing.
Everyone.
I watch a lot of like streamers, and they're either playing Overwatch or PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, or that's it.
I feel like I'd be absolute crap at Overwatch if I played it. Honestly, I mean, I've always really sucked with, you know, I mean, games that require me to shoot things.
My problem with Overwatch is that it looks like too good of a game. And I look at the 200 hours I sunk into TF2, and I don't need another TF2 in my life. I just play rhythm games. I'll play the occasional JRPG. I am deep into Persona 5 now, and it does now have a firm grasp on my life as I knew it would after the first dungeon. No spoilers. It's good.
I want to get more into rhythm games, but...
Come over.
Yeah.
It'll just happen.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Let's see. I was going to say something.
It's all good.
I forgot. Well, let's put more music on.
We could put music on.
We should put more music on.
The purpose of the radio show, but hey.
That is the purpose of a radio show.
I'm having fun with it.
Oh, I am.
And we're going to overtime, right?
We are going into overtime.
That?
This is a show that is usually scheduled for 3 to 5 on Thursdays. But the next person is not coming in. We are going to go overtime until 6 p.m. And hopefully Proxy Adrian is going to join us at some point.
Yeah, if the Red Line gets its things together.
Yeah, we saw a tweet from them earlier that's like, the Red Line car I was on lost power.
Again.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it great and coincidental that the Red Line always breaks down at around the same time of day? Actually, no, just MBTA breaks down around the same... Actually, no, never mind. The MBTA is broken. That's it. It's always broken.
That's what I've heard. I haven't had any bad experiences yet, but I mean, I don't jinx myself. I just got here.
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten lucky. I haven't had any bad experiences, but I also haven't
Adrian's
had to commute.
Adrian's had a ton. Oh, well, that's the thing, the commute. So.
Yeah, no, I've always gone in, like, Boston on weekends or anything. Mm-hmm. I don't need to travel halfway across the city to get to work.
I have no idea what my thing's going to be. I might need my car, but that's fine.
Well, I mean, at least you have
don't
a car.
Don't drive to Salem. PSA, don't ever drive to Salem. It
what
sucks.
What happened?
It just sucks. There's traffic. It takes forever. There's construction. It was like estimated like an hour, you know, without traffic, it's a half hour. It took me over an hour and I was almost late to an interview. Don't drive to Salem.
Just leave more time. And
I did.
Yeah.
It was 7 in the morning. It was rough.
On 93 North?
I don't know. The GPS. I don't know. It sucked. Don't do it.
Yeah. 93 North sucks.
Don't do it.
Just don't take
93 North calling you out.
Just don't take 93. I mean, which actually surprises me because the traffic should be going. Traffic should be heavier on 93 South.
I don't know.
Going because
the universe was just saying don't go to Salem.
Yeah,
bad.
We should put music on.
We could. We could put on another track by Mr. Kitty.
Ooh,
just to promote. You know, his brand. What else do you see on there that's you can sort by
artist? There is only one here, and it's...
Are you sure?
There's only one other on here. It's,
what is it?
XIII.
Oh, yeah, play that. Or 13.
13.
In Roman numerals.
The three I's aren't capitalized, so...
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Technically, you need to write I's, V's, and X's in caps.
What are you, some kind of math major?
I'm sorry. I learned
the
about
joke
a shit.
Is they are.
I learned about a shit, crap ton of stuff. I mean, early on. Anyway, yeah. I used to. Long story short, the reason I'm like can barely drink and I've graduated college is because I skipped a year early on. And so what happened is I was actually a year ahead in math for a good amount of time. And so they just let me do whatever I wanted. And so I just learned about all the math stuff I wanted to in my own time.
What does that have to do with you drinking?
Roman numerals.
What? I don't get it.
That's how I know. Okay, never mind.
sorry, way over my head.
Okay, now I might have gone on like one tangent too much. Anyway. This is 13 by Mr. Kitty from the album. Or XIII.
13. From?
The album of the same name.
13 by Mr. Kitty.
Yeah, we're gonna do this. We'll be right back.
define who I am. Now everything is leading me right into the future. All the worries of my past gone and never coming back again.
Was redefined by Mind in a Box from their album Crossroads. This is Heliofluid from Petroform off their album Chiptunes Equals Wind.